Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, minicast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief rundown on the Flamebender Khagras encounter from the Black Rock Foundry raid. We used 2 tanks, 5 healers, and a mix of ranged and melee DPS. For this encounter, I like to keep beacons on my tanks, and when 3 holy power has been acquired, pop eternal flames onto the tanks as well. Otherwise, it's holy shock and holy light spot healing of the raid, and when holy prism is ready to go, drop it onto the boss for some AoE heal. So I must say, this fight is a blast for healers. A lot of constant damage to the raid and tanks, with plenty of personal accountability to be responsible for. So let's go over those abilities. This is a single phase fight with the tanks and melee DPS grouped up around the boss and range spread out in the back of the room. For reasons, as I will soon mention, we try and keep the middle portion of the room cleared up for kiting the cinder wall fixated on players. Khagras's main abilities are based on her energy bar, with each additional one being introduced at 25, 50, 75, and 100 energy. At 25, she'll cast Molten Torrent. This targets a random player, dropping a meteor onto them, causing tons of fire damage, which can be split amongst players. Either soak it via Divine Shield, or run it into melee to share the damage dealt. Speed of Light and Divine Protection come in really handy for dealing with this ability. At 50 energy, she summons 2 Cinder Wolves. One needs to be grabbed by the off tank, while the other needs to be kited through the middle area of the room, once fixated until DPS down. Lock Portals for the win. Blazing Radiance is the ability she gains at 75 energy. This is a fire debuff she applies to a player, causing damage to that player and anyone within 10 yards for 10 seconds. I simply run it to the back so as to not affect anyone else, and then go about my business. Not much damage to be too concerned with, but if you have a divine protection handy, use it. At 100 energy, she casts Firestorm, which does a ton of heavy raid-wide fire damage, lasting for about 12 seconds. We all group up on the tanks and use a couple raid cooldowns to make sure all folks survive this attack. It's not often that I get to use my AoE heals like Holy Radiance and Daybreak Holy Shocks, but when grouped up for Firestorm, I like to use them here in addition to my Avenging Wrath cooldown. Once over, it's pretty much rinse and repeat, going back to 0 energy. Now, besides the abilities she gains with her energy levels, she has a couple minor attacks she'll throw out onto the raid, which I won't go over, for they're very simple to deal with raid 101 mechanics. Simply stay spread out, move out of any small fire swirls under you, sidestep them nasty fire lines, deal with Khagras's energy level abilities, and don't forget to use your health pots, and you'll be sure to get your kill. So I hope this helps out, and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.